The Brookings City Council discusses an amendment to the ordinances covering the inspection of rental dwelling units. They tabled the matter 2 weeks ago because of objections from property managers. There are about 5,000 rental units in Brookings. Staff looked at a handful of similar college towns in the Midwest and took input from Brookings property managers and tenants. Many of the items were already in ordinance, but they now have some teeth. Community Development Director Mike Strzok says this comes down to safety and they're not trying to generate additional revenue.
That's not our intent. We just want to get compliance and make the structure safer. We don't want to be issuing reinspection fees. We want to work with the property owners on correcting any of the issues.
Councilmember Holly Tilton Byrne says some items need more clarity, and she proposes a warning ticket plan.
I think for some of these dwellings, as they're going through the permit process, if it was something small like the battery missing from a fire detector, then we could essentially issue them a warning ticket approach where they could prove to us that they fixed it, whether that be through a video they send us or a photograph or somebody coming and looking again, but they don't face a penalty because of that.
Councilmember Patty Bacon says they know there are a lot of good landlords in town.
It's not out to get the landlords. We just want to provide good, safe housing and improve, clean up what's on the books, but it wasn't all in one place. So I once again feel it's a good move. But I do agree on the clarification on the electrical pieces. I know there was questions on that, and there were a couple of others that I would not object.
No action taken last night. It'll be back on their agenda for the council's June 11th meeting.